This podcast is brought to you by SMC. Money wise, be wise. Hello and welcome to Money Control. This is Jerome Anthony and you're tuned in to the Market Podcast. With me is Money Control editor Santosh Nair, who's going to tell us all about what happened in the market this past week and what to look forward to in the coming week. Welcome to the show, Santosh.
Thank you, Jerome. It's a pleasure.
Santosh, before we start, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman announced a slew of measures to boost the economy, bring back foreign portfolio investors, boost auto sales, revive the banking sector and much more. What do you think will be the most effective from here?
Well, exactly, Jerome. The announcement made after market hours today kind of changes the outlook on the market. Before I get to that, quickly a recap of how this week has been. So we saw a big sell-off on Thursday. And interestingly, that was because of the feeling that the government may not announce any stimulus package, going by what the chief economic advisor had to say. So that resulted in a very big fall in the market yesterday. But now that's changed. So after market hours today, you saw a slew of announcements being made by the finance minister. The key among them are the withdrawal of the additional or the enhanced surcharge on foreign portfolio investors that was announced during the recent budget. Now that should come as a big sentiment booster. Among the other major announcements, angel tax provision for startups and their investors has been withdrawn. This is also something that the startup industry had been asking for a very long time. 70,000 crore will be released upfront for recapitalizing public sector banks. All pending GST refunds up to date will be paid within 30 days. Future GST refunds will be paid within 60 days. Now, BS4 vehicles that were purchased up to March 20 will remain operational till their lifetime. Earlier, there was a limit on that. Also, the ban on replacing old vehicles for all government offices has been lifted, which means that there could be some fresh demand coming in from that side as well. So all these measures could likely result in a big gap up opening on Monday, which whereby I mean that you could see the market opening sharply higher from today's close. Already, I mean, one almost gets a feeling that some people were in the know, the way the market began on a very bearish note this morning and then suddenly rallied towards the close of trading. So you never know, probably some people would have already sniffed that something like this was coming.
That's right, Santosh. But from Monday onwards, will we see a turnaround in the market? Will the market, you know, gradually climb up as we see saw it fall? Will it rise now?
So, Jerome, on Monday, there will be some kind of a pullback for certain because a lot of short positions that were created could probably get reversed. So people who had sold earlier probably may buy back the shares, and this could result in a leg up to the market. But right now the mood is very bleak. Now these announcements will also take some time to feed into the system. It's not that because you announce something, you know, things are just going to change overnight. As we have mentioned, discussed in this podcast earlier also, the problem is not really about the cost of funds. The problem right now is that many of the smaller businesses are finding it difficult to access funds. Banks are cautious about lending to them. The other thing, one of the major sore issues with the foreign portfolio investors was the surcharge which was introduced in the budget. Now that has gone. But at the same time, you must also understand that overall outlook on world markets itself has changed. There is uncertainty not just in India but in other parts of the world also. So there is going to be a shift, or rather a flight, to safe havens. Already we are seeing a lot of buying in gold. So whenever investors are nervous, they tend to flock to assets which they feel will do better than the others. Equities is never the asset that investors turn to during troubled times. This being the situation, it's not as if people will just come rushing to buy Indian stocks. Probably the selling may stop to some extent. That is also necessary because the rupee has been weakening quite a bit because of sustained selling by foreign portfolio investors. We have seen money coming into mutual funds, but that alone is not enough. So this should, to some extent, help slow down the selling by foreign funds. Mm-hmm. Now, whether you'll see huge buying coming in and overnight the sentiment reversing, that at least at this point looks a little difficult.
All right, Santosh, what about the MPC's minutes that were released this week? Can we expect any further rate cuts?
Well, from the minutes, it was clear that growth remains a major concern for the RBI. So they're confident of meeting the inflation target of 4% for this year. That's not a worry. But the worry is that, you know, growth, whether we could see any pickup in growth in the second half of the year, they're not very confident about that.
Right.
So today's announcements, to a large extent, by the minister, hopefully should help allay some of those fears.
Okay.
The general view is that probably we may see some more rate cuts mm-hmm. in the coming month as well. But mm-hmm. There's a piece of not so good news for the Indian economy. Moody's has downgraded India's GDP growth forecast to 6.2%, basically citing distress in rural households mm-hmm. and tighter financial conditions.
Okay.
So you'll have to look at the markets slightly different way. You could see a sentiment-driven rally there. Now, will that immediately result in any change? Of course, it makes it easier for companies to raise money when stock prices are raising. But at this point, the bigger problem is demand.
Okay.
So we'll still have to wait and watch. So,
right. Exactly, Santosh. Like the finance minister started a speech by saying that the global economy will witness a further downgrade. It's expected to grow at 3.2%, will witness a further downgrade. But the Indian economy, she said, wouldn't. And secondly, the repo, the banks have agreed to pass on the repo rate cuts onto the consumers, lowering loans. As an interest on loans, so definitely there will be, you know, people will opt to buy more vehicles, more houses.
Well, yes, in the sense that it's right that India will grow faster than the world, but if there is a recession in the global economy, as many fear, mm-hmm. probably it's unlikely that India won't feel the pinch.
Okay.
So it will still be relative. So while your own economic growth might be better than what the world is growing at, if there is a slowdown, mainly because of the trade war and other such factors, mm-hmm. that will weigh on the Indian economy also.
Okay.
And the second thing about banks passing on the rate cuts,
mm-hmm.
credit is still very selectively available. That's what small businesses are complaining about. And you can't blame the banks either, simply because the balance sheet of many of these small businesses are quite stretched. They borrowed as much as they can. So,
okay.
So banks clearly aren't willing to lend them more money simply because they're not sure if these, given the difficult economic conditions, if these businesses will be able to return that money. So these will take time. I mean, it's a good thing that the government is announcing these measures, and that was something the market was keenly hoping for, and that has finally come. So the first part is to improve the sentiment,
mm-hmm.
and after that, clearly these measures will feed into the system, and then you could see the effect of that. But for now, we badly needed a booster shot, at least in the form of some reassurance from the government. That has come through, so hopefully things may not get as worse. Whether they'll get better immediately remains to be seen, but we are hoping that they don't get turned too bad from here.
Okay, quite interesting there, Santosh. Now, coming back to the past week, the business updates that happened in the market.
So, among the major developments, India's largest biscuit maker, Parle Products, has warned that it may have to let 10,000 people go if the current slowdown continues. Yes Bank is seeking board approval to raise another $1.2 billion. It did raise money.
Mm-hmm.
But now the issue is that you're seeing more bad news coming in that stock.
Mm-hmm.
The companies to which it has loaned are getting into trouble. So
right.
Whether the bank will be able to raise the money with the same ease mm-hmm. remains to be seen, because people were hopeful when the bank was able to raise the first tranche of money. Will the second tranche, will it be as easy to raise the second tranche? Now that we'll have to see.
All right. And what do we look forward to in the coming week, Santosh?
So you have the futures and options expiry next week. So you could see some volatility in the market.
Okay.
And the FY20 first quarter GDP data will be announced on August 30th. That's Friday. That's also something the market will be very closely watching.
All right. Santosh, thank you so much for all these insightful views.
Thanks, Jerome. It was a pleasure.
And finally, a word on our subscription product. Money Control Pro offers curated market data, stock analysis and trading recommendations. You can now subscribe to Money Control Pro for just ₹289 for 1 year as part of our independence offer. Use code FREEDOM. The offer is valid until 31st August for Android and desktop users. Log on to Money Control today to subscribe.
With that, we wrap this episode of the Market Podcast. In case you have any query and in case you want Santosh to answer that, please do write to us on mcpodcast@nw18.com. I repeat, that's mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views and updates, stay logged on to Money Control. Thanks for listening.